Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It's your responsibility to sign up at healthcare.gov and be data mined, and then have the IRS garnish your wages and double and triple your prices. And it's trendy. LeBron James is supporting it, along with a bunch of other Hollywood stars like Leonardo DiCaprio. So you've got to get behind it, ladies and gentlemen. I've actually been monitoring mainstream dinosaur media, and I just see the ads on every channel, basically, with different sports figures and rock and roll people and movie stars promoting ObozoCare. And so I'm going to be talking some about that today. I saw one yesterday. We've got it right now. We're going to play it in a second. LeBron James, known as Baby Bron Bron, because he likes to cry constantly when he loses. Him and Boehner hang out together and cry together constantly. The point is that he's out there saying, hey, get signed up. You know, it's your responsibility. And they've got all these things where these bossy mother types are telling their kids, you've got to get signed up. So now it's a bullying enslavement, and it's no longer free. In fact, it costs a lot more, and it doesn't cover pre-existing conditions. It's a giant screw job, but it doesn't matter. If you're with the crew, if you're really cool, you sign up for it. And here's LeBron James, who literally is a delusional person that thinks he's God because he can put a ball in a basket, sitting here lecturing everyone how they need to go sign up for the giant screw job that is Obamacare.
Hi, I'm LeBron James. I know how important it is to take care of yourself, your friends, and your family.
So sign up for death
care. That's why I want to tell you about the health insurance marketplace at healthcare.gov.
I want to tell you about death panels.
You can go there to find an affordable health plan as part of the healthcare law.
I'm LeBron James.
The deadline to enroll is March 31st.
Foreign banks rule the earth.
Sign up now.
They wrote it.
You never know when you might take a hit.
Get covered.
Spread the word and get covered today.
You never know when you might take a hit. Like when you go there and get your vaccine for your baby and it has a convulsion and never talks. Hey, your 18-month-old's running around talking, having a great time, saying ABC. Yeah, go get covered with shots. Your kid ain't ever going to talk again, and they're going to die of brain cancer at age 10. How's that sound? Get covered by the New World Order. Get murdered right now. Go get an abortion right now. Kill all the black babies right now. Get covered in blood from the New World Order. I'm LeBron James. This message brought to you by Satan. That would be a more honest piece there. So we're going to be playing that again today. And I think I'm going to record a real healthcare.gov commercial saying get covered. And I'm just going to list everything. Get covered in death panels. Get covered in euthanasia. Get covered in triple pricing. Get covered in total surveillance in your healthcare records being public. Get covered today, or you're racist! You're racist! Or Lord and Savior Barack Obama! Jamie Foxx looks like he's having an orgasm. He goes, Barack Obama! It's like whenever Judge Smales in Caddyshack, written by the great author of Ghostbusters as well, who just passed, whenever he pulls Billy out, the special putter, and he makes the putt, that's what all these Obama idiots look like constantly when they have reflected glory of their president, and they're in charge, and they're the bosses, and they're part of the winning team. No, you're chumps getting taken for a long, bad ride.
Oh, Billy. Oh.
And then when he makes the putt, he goes, Billy. Can we find that on YouTube? Maybe Judge Smales and Billy. Judge Smales and his putter, I bet's the name of it.
Oh, Billy.
I love to channel Judge Smales. What about you?
In fact, sometimes I call in my employees in meetings and conduct the entire meeting as Judge Smales. I say to the crew member, you haven't been drinking on the job, have you? Because the drinks I hear you've been having are not very good drinks at all. And that's an absolute crime. Gambling is illegal at Bushwood.
The facts are in. The studies are legion. Sodium fluoride and other toxic members of the fluoride family are devastating the health and cognitive ability of the American people. So why are the social engineers adding it to the water? Simple. Dumb down the host population that the parasitic technocracy is feeding on. We may not have been able to get fluoride out of the water supply yet, but we can help to get it out of our bodies. I am extremely excited to announce the exclusive InfoWars Life Fluoride Shield formulation, fusing six of the best documented ingredients from around the world to help the body remove not just toxic fluoride residues from the body, but a whole host of toxic substances. Let's take a stand against the globalists by blocking their poisons with Fluoride Shield. I use Fluoride Shield every day. Secure your Fluoride Shield and other pioneering formulations at InfoWarsLife.com today. Let's start cleansing our bodies now and support the InfoWar at the same time. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Attention! If you'd like to improve your vision naturally, listen closely. Fact. Clinical studies show you can improve night vision, sharpen focus, and reduce eye strain using natural nutrients. Fact. You won't see the results you deserve with drugstore brands because these proven vision-boosting nutrients are missing in most eye supplements. Dr. Julian Whitaker has sold 4 million bottles of his Vision Essentials formula with the clinical levels of all 17 must-have nutrients for better night vision and better visual acuity with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Don't settle for cheap supplements. Uninformed doctors who say there's nothing you can do, or vitamins that only cover some of the nutrients.
It's a fact. You can enjoy improved night vision, sharpen your vision, and focus more easily with less eye strain and fatigue in as little as 30 days.
Improve the health of your eyes today. Vision Essentials will change the way you see the world.
To get a free bottle of Vision Essentials for just the cost of shipping and processing, call 1-800-901-6779. 800-901-6779. 800-901-6779.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
What I have been pushed. I think it's about time that somebody teach these varmints a little lesson about morality and about what it's like to be a decent, upstanding member of a society.
Any way you want, the way you need it, any way you want it.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Judge Smales is with us now live.
Hold me down, Billy. $30,000, Billy.
I was just talking about that in the last segment. All these Democrats literally keep jumping around like they're winning something because Obama is in charge and wrecking the country and screwing them with Obamacare and tax increases and payroll taxes on poor people. Seven taxes on the working class and poor. On record, seven taxes. Breaking every promise, hiring more lobbyists, funding Al-Qaeda publicly, Benghazi. The list goes on and on. Trashing the dollar. And they worship him as the second coming of Christ, as Jamie Foxx says he's our Lord and Savior, and then literally starts acting like Judge Smales from Caddyshack, going, Barack Obama, Barack Obama. It goes on and on and on. I mean, how do you like everyone getting a payroll tax increase under Obamacare? How do you like everyone facing the prospect of losing their doctor and having the prices double, triple, or quadruple? Humana in Texas up 500 and some percent on average. And then they sit there and go, well, our master plan is to actually wreck health care and bring in true socialism. They're not going to bring you true socialism, morons. True socialism never exists and never will. The elites convince you to give over your hard-earned work product and that they're going to redistribute it to you. And then you're so poor, surviving off the little dribble they give you back, that you end up believing that you're living in a good world when you're actually a domesticated animal in a cage being fed. And that's what this comes down to, ladies and gentlemen. All right, what are we going to get into today? The first thing I started getting into was Obamacare, because I saw this LeBron James TV ad, and I've been seeing all these other movie stars and rock and roll people and sports figures out promoting it that you know, you need to go sign up right now. And in the case of LeBron James, I don't think he's very smart. And in fact, I've heard him give interviews. He sounds extremely stupid. And whereas you've got other folks who early on were critical of Obama because they went under pressure, Charles Barkley, and are now supportive of him. Charles Barkley, of course, knows full well, and 3 years ago spoke out against Obamacare. And now he doesn't because he's basically sold out. It's very shameful. But anybody that's run businesses or anybody that has a high IQ or even a mid-level IQ knows that this is a total screw job. That's why I get mad at a Leonardo DiCaprio or a person like, there's a lot of other examples out there. Jamie Foxx, I've heard him do interviews. He's real smart. He still gets behind the Obama bandwagon because they want to be part of the, quote, winning team and screw everybody else. But I can't really get mad at LeBron James. He literally is a sucker idiot being conned into, quote, helping humanity by going out and pushing on young people who the White House admits is their main strategy because they aren't reading the bill and aren't reading the newspaper and don't know what's in the law. And so they want to get them signed up so they can be screwed by Obamacare. And they're going, oh, it's not too much. It's only $300 a month or so. Yeah, health care was about $100 a month for somebody under 30 before Obamacare passed. Now it's $200, $300, and it's projected to be $600 for the average person below 30 or so within 2 years. So you get ready to have $600 grabbed out of your bank account every month, one way or another. Because if you don't go get the health care and pay it, the IRS is going to say, well, you waived all your rights and came and signed up at Obamacare. At healthcare.gov and the 17,000 agents they hired 3 years ago are going to go suck the money out of your account. And we pointed that was going out and happening in the legislation. People said, that's a conspiracy theory. There's no plan for the IRS to take your wages or bank account or garnishment. Well, then last month they put on the IRS website, IRS.gov, really a private collection agency of the private Federal Reserve, but regardless, it has government powers. They came out and they said, oh, yeah, we're going to start jerking the money out of your account, and then we'll have penalties and interest on it if you haven't paid it when we jerk your account. So it's not going to be $5,000 a year. It's going to be $10,000, $15,000, $20,000. We might wait 3-4 years, let the penalties and interest build up before we snatch your bank account. Then we'll do settlement deals with you. Isn't that a sweet thing for the poor?
Well, our health care system was in trouble, so we had to do something.
Yeah, it was in trouble because big banks took control of it in the last 50 years and started creating different scams to bilk the public, and now it's expanding to a mega level. Kevin Trudeau, who I met twice because I wanted to see who he really was, is a con artist, undoubtedly, and he's been sentenced to 10 years in prison last night, not so much for his infomercials, but for refusing to change claims and violating court orders. And I met him, and he was undoubtedly full of prunes, as Dan Rather would say. I went to dinner with him once, and I said, did you really go to Area 51 and see space aliens? As he wrote in one of his books, he looked at me point blank and said, yes, I did see the space aliens. And I said, I think we're done with dinner, and no, I'm not going to be interviewing you anymore. I interviewed him twice, and I said, I support the First Amendment, but I do not support what you're doing with it, so that means I'm not going to support you. And he would send me Christmas cards and things like that thereafter. I'm not throwing him under the bus,
The point is, how is he going to prison for fat diets that I looked at, and quite frankly, if you actually followed it, I think he would lose weight. You know, he said natural cures they don't want you to know about. I don't know if they're cures, but certainly it's been proven that mass dosages of vitamin C, Linus Pauling won the Pulitzer, not the Pulitzer, the Nobel Prize for it, twice, but one of them was for that, finding it can really reduce cancer. I mean, you need to go to prison for 10 years for that? See, they can go put him in jail and make themselves look good, like in Scarface where he says, you need me to be the bad man. So you can point your finger and go, there's the bad man. When the truth is, it's the banks and the system that have been running all for thousands of years, and you guys are the real criminals. But you need me to point your finger at and say, there's the bad man. And that is exactly what's going on here. Martha Stewart did nothing, and they put her in prison. Kevin Trudeau, because I didn't really know who Kevin Trudeau was. I'd seen his infomercials and thought they were pretty reasonable about, you know, St. John's wort's good for depression. I've seen the mainline studies on that. Vitamin C is good for not getting cancer. Everybody knows that. But then I discovered over the years, after I had him on a couple of times, people sent me all the info. You know, in this book, he says he met with aliens. Went and looked at it, really said that. Did you know over here, you know, he mails out these letters saying, join this group and we'll send you a bunch of, you know, tips on how to join the Illuminati. And sure enough, I was like, whoa, this is incredible. But my point is, Kevin Trudeau compared to Obama and the globalist and Rahm Emanuel's brother that helped write the bill saying, oh, we want to direct health care on Fox. That is our plan. The insurance companies know that. And they want to be on the team in the future where they're going to administer the single payer where you've got to pay whatever they say. That's the opposite of socialism. That is foreign offshore corporations taxing us directly, as the Supreme Court ruled on Obamacare. So it really gets stuck in my craw, a burr in my saddle, a grain of sand in my oyster, that the mass crime is going on, cancer viruses in the vaccines, forced medication with fluoride in the water, forced sterilizations at prisons on record, LA Times, ongoing. All these huge crimes going on, Federal Reserve laundering hundreds of billions in drug money conservatively a year. It's on record. Nobody gets in trouble. But if you get caught with a pill of, say, ecstasy or something, which is really bad for you, I don't think you should take it. The point is, though, that's your own personal life. You're going to spend a year in prison probably. When the government is on record shipping in masses of the ecstasy out of Israel, you name it, every single day. They ship the opium in, all of it. And I'm tired of it. And it's the same thing with putting Kevin Trudeau in prison. Good, throw him in prison. But he's a precedent-setting case to go after other people for their free speech is very dangerous. But hey, let's put Obama and Hillary Clinton in prison first. And then way down the line, we can get to Kevin Trudeau. Who, by the way, ought to make a movie about him. I mean, you talk about a BSer, man. Go to dinner with that guy. Go to dinner with him at the Four Seasons, him and his wife. Wearing this big old diamond ring, this suit, like a $5,000 suit. I'm sitting there in a T-shirt. And, I mean, just unbelievable levels of BS. But nothing compared to LeBron James rolling out a moron to sell enslavement and signing on to Obamacare. Here's that clip.
Hi, I'm LeBron James. I know how important it is to take care of yourself, your friends, and your family.
That's why death panels.
That's why I want to tell you about the health insurance marketplace at healthcare.gov.
Get signed up so the IRS can suck you dry.
You can go there to find an affordable health plan as part of the healthcare law.
Yes, it's very affordable.
The deadline to enroll is March 31st.
It's like the Patriot Act. It's patriotic.
You never know when you might take a hit.
The deadline.
Spread the word and get covered today.
By the way, it was all covered by charity care. It was all covered by the emergency room hospitals, most of which are, quote, charity hospitals and tax exempt and are supposed to do at least half their care for free. Regular hospitals are supposed to do between 10 and 30% free. That was taught in all medical schools until 20 years ago. They've gotten rid of the Hippocratic Oath, all of it. You've got this. They're getting rid of our health care, folks, and you're now finding that out. Oh, you don't get a knee surgery now. You get a cane. You don't get cataract surgery. You get a cane. That's what Emmanuel says. You get a cane. You get a cane upside your head.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Right now. Now at Emergency Essentials, get free shipping on every order over $150. And that's not all. We have the guaranteed lowest prices anywhere, like our new Farmer's Market Vegetable Combo that's on sale for 50% off. That's 6 cans of freeze-dried veggies for only $79.99. Or get Mountain House Pork Chops for 22% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Jessica Armand here, creator of My Magic Mud, the all-natural teeth whitener and strengthening remedy that's getting rave reviews from GCN listeners. Here's what Austin dentist Dr. Griffin Cole has to say about it.
I really love this Magic Mud product. Because charcoal is so absorbent, it's very effective at taking off all the sticky plaque and debris that gets stuck on our teeth every day. I highly recommend My Magic Mud.
Visit MyMagicMud.com to hear the full interview with Dr. Cole. Get your jar today. That's MyMagicMud.com.
A 30-day GMO-free emergency food supply for only $99 at 30dayfoodsupply.com. You can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals. For less than $100, these vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They're completely free of any artificial flavors and colorings, have a 20-year shelf life, and take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans. They even offer a gluten-free option. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com. Keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings to you. Purchase a 30-day, 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order. Visit the website at 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Attention gun owners. It's reasonable to assume that at some point you may need to defend your family from an armed attack. But is it reasonable to mount a defense without a strong offense? Infidel Body Armor goes on in seconds. Is civilian legal in all 50 states. Is 100% made in the USA. Is veteran owned and ships next business day for free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
It's already too late. Criminals have kicked in your door and are now in your home. Before this happens, homeowners have a choice. One, do nothing and hope you aren't one of the 1.4 million families attacked each year. Or two, refuse to be a victim. And for as low as $59, reinforce your doors with Door Devils. Door Devils simply attach to existing door frames and have proven to stop the biggest bad guys from kicking in doors. Read our police testimonials of real-life events at DoorDevil.com. Alarms don't stop kick-ins. We do. DoorDevil.com.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio. George Strait was singing, Seashores of Old Mexico.
All right, folks, we are back live. Coming up, Ron Paul, Crimea secedes, so what? Russia and Crimea Parliament signed Treaty of Accession. Crimea Prime Minister mocks Lord Obama, Lord and Savior, according to Jamie Foxx, in faked Russian uniform on Twitter. Krauthammer's take, Obama is being ridiculed by Russians. I'll tell you what I think about that. I don't agree with that. Putin says U.S. guided by the rule of the gun in foreign policy. Biden in Europe to reassure allies over Russia's move in Ukraine. Obama says Putin is at his breaking point and says Putin must pull back on Crimea. Well, that's not happening. Markets are continuing to rally across the world on word that the sanctions are not too draconian. Yeah, because folks don't want a new Cold War and perhaps larger regional or even thermonuclear global Armageddon-level catastrophes. So I'm going to be getting to all that coming up in the next segment. Also, we're going to get into how all this ties together with Israel's defense chief says the U.S. is projecting weakness. That is not what's happening. And it's like a way to snipe at Obama to claim he's weak. They're not weak. They're incredibly evil, like a case of brain cancer, and are taking over the planet right now. As Obama is just a figurehead, he has to be brought down politically because he is the slogan, the idea of making tyranny and global empire trendy. So I'm going to break down what's really going on from my perspective, which I'm not trying to brag here. I'm just telling you my perspective is accurate on this. This is the globalist system. It's not my opinion on what's happening here. Up on Infowars.com, some of the other news. By the way, this already scrolled off Infowars.com from last night. So much of our best stuff goes up in the evening, and I never get to it. Will you guys print me, because I didn't see it in the stacks. Probably here. I probably missed it. I got here late today. Will you guys pull me the article about the professor that wants to arrest anyone that denies global warming and doesn't want to pay Al Gore money? DrudgeReport.com still has it up. I appreciate DrudgeReport.com carrying that. I'd like to carry that here on my own show. I'd like to cover that. Coming up as well. It's in my stack. I missed that stack. All right, well, I'll find it. The point is, we're going to be getting to that too. ATF agent says raiding gun store was fun. That's up on Infowars.com. Very disgusting article we're going to be covering. We're going to get into what's also happening with what will happen when the big one hits California. I've got to cover that earthquake article by Michael Snyder that's excellent. And a lot more is up on Infowars.com. We're also going to get to this report out of the WashingtonPost.com. I've told you this for a long time because it was in the Telecommunications Act of 96. Again, I'm not imagining this and then just being right over and over again. I'd love to be psychic, we're all intuitive and have a sixth sense to a certain degree, but not to this level. NSA surveillance program reaches into the past to retrieve and replay phone calls, and then buried in the article, the headline should be, NSA records every phone call and saves them forever. That's why I like DrudgeReport.com, because in the article in the Washington Post, they admit that later in the article. That should be the headline. What did Drudge headline it? NSA recorded every single call in the country. You understand? That's how they operate. And it's not just a giant screw job. And it's not just used for political and economic control by select interests unfairly. And the ultimate form of discrimination. It also cost, they estimate, $100 billion a year. And then you've got the defense budget at $600-plus billion and supplemental $400 million. It's like $1 trillion-plus dollars. If you look at all the different budgets together, it just keeps expanding and getting bigger and bigger. Then you got all the black budgets together. I mean, it is just hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of billions of dollars. In fact, no one really knows. That's why CBS News reported back in September 10th, 2001, look it up, that $2.2 trillion was missing from the Pentagon and no one knows where it went. $2.2 trillion. Last time I checked, it was like $5 trillion now missing. No one knows where it's gone. Oh, but there's no corruption. Oh, let's put Kevin Trudeau in jail. Let's not let people make their own decisions about someone and what book they're selling and what the claims they're making. Let's throw him in jail. Oh, yes, federal government. You've really put the bad man in prison now. Oh, 10 years. We're all very safe now. This is like Satan going out and finding some petty thief and putting him on trial and flaying him. And everyone says, oh, thank you, Satan, for keeping us safe. And Satan says, that's what I do. I fight crime. I found someone who stole a bubble gum.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula, sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super male vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super male vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, I can help you reduce or eliminate your tax debts and end your tax nightmare. Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce and eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. And with the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
The great crime of using celebrity, using cult of personality to sell, impoverishing the poorest Americans and working class people to the greatest extent this nation has probably ever seen. Obamacare on record raises 7 taxes on people making below $30,000 a year. And many of you out there that are working class folks, with all the fines, fees, and regulations that are going bankrupt right now, you are now experiencing the fraud that is the plan to bankrupt this country and force you onto welfare as a supplemental income. And the White House has said, and they're telling employers, under Obamacare, you're being cut from 40 hours to less than 30. Under Obamacare, you're still not exempt. You've got to pay for it all. You've got to get off that older plan that was affordable. Suddenly it's unaffordable. That's okay. Go on Medicare. Go on Medicaid. That's okay. Here are government-issued guidelines that the Department of Health and Human Services is putting out in the last 3 years, telling you how to go get on food stamps and get your card, your government card. And people who's for generations have never gone on welfare, might have gone on unemployment sometimes when they were out of work. Factories are shut down. The other jobs are disappearing. The service jobs. being undercut, being replaced by foreign workers. And so you go in and you get your welfare card. And then they go, psychological evaluation comes with this. Go to our government psychologist. We say you're mentally ill. Go on these drugs. We're taking your welfare. Now we're going to take your guns. Now we're going to take your kids. This is the domestication process. This is slavery. This is how they militarily, through economics, in a economic war of sanctions against the American people, that's all this is economic siege, bring this country down. And they said the only hope they've got to get Obamacare through is to have all the movie stars and Hollywood people and sports icons like LeBron James, who just broke the 60 baskets in a game record. Oh, my gosh. It's so incredible. It's so amazing. We better go sign up, even though it's just so the IRS can track us and rob our bank account. I'm going to do it because LeBron said so. And look, Obama smiles at him. And it's okay if they stick a knife in your stomach. It's okay because they're smiling, and it's about winning. And they're targeting black folks. You know, hey, the president's black, LeBron's black, got a lot of pride in these folks. Get on the site and sign up. Come on. We're going to build more abortion clinics and get state funding for that as well. We're going to kill all the black people. It's so liberal. Doesn't matter because LeBron's got a nice smile. And the media says that it's all that matters. And so we've got to do what LeBron says. Jamie Foxx said it. He's our Lord and Savior. Maybe we should find that clip again. He's our Lord and Savior. Barack Obama. Doesn't matter. He works for foreign banks. Doesn't matter the country's being totally destroyed. Doesn't matter we're being completely shut down. Because all that matters is sports and Hollywood. And that's all the average American knows. So you're going to be enslaved. But you're so dumb, you won't even know you're being enslaved. You're just like LeBron. The average American is just like LeBron. Narcissistic, childlike smile, like they're five dressed up like Batman at their birthday party. And you know, or they're the five-year-old getting a ride with the cops because they won an award. I saw that in the news to be Batman. And the kids look so proud, have that same narcissistic glow in their eye. A kid's supposed to be narcissistic to create their own identity, self-actuate, become their own person. But as you become older, you're supposed to become less narcissistic and more about humanity and building systems and being honorable. You're still an individual, but it is more the larger honor system of being part of honorable men and women throughout history. That is really the paramount room that you enter. It is the Dark Tower. The child Roland of the Dark Tower came there for a brief moment, illuminated by the sun going through the clouds. You could see them all the men. This one was brave. This one was fortunate. This one was honorable, emblazoned. And I knew them, and they knew me. Dauntless, lifted the slug horn to my lips and blew. You never take that away. The average man, though, I mean, men, I read every culture's writings of every culture that had writings, and that was always what a 15-year-old was really seeking for, was to be honorable and to tell the truth and to be a man and to be like their ancestors and to honor their family name and to be strong. 15-year-olds. If you weren't a man by 15, they threw you to the side in almost every culture. You need to be a man by the time you were 12, 13, 14. Now they arrest your development and say, oh, you're not really a man until you're 25 now. You're not really supposed to go out. I mean, all these young people tell me, hey, I know you're telling the truth, but I'm young. I want to have some fun first. And then you're 30, 35, 40. I want to make money and have a family. And then you're retired. You want to travel. You don't want to be involved. You know, I'm retired now, Alex. I don't want to be involved. They set it all up like you're supposed to be selfish. And, of course, you only worry about yourself. And then you lose everything only worried about yourself. And then those that understand that collectivism is real, but it's individually actuated and activated by free association to build collectives of free will that are literally stairways to greater civilization and empowerment, not false collectives imposed by those that wish to sabotage the true human potential. By the way, these are the great secrets of civilization and humanity you're being given right now, known by all cultures that thrived. Forgotten secrets that are simple but revolutionary. That's why people in every old culture that was a thriving noble culture They were cultures that were not noble, but noble cultures were known by their honor and the fact that, like a bulldog, they were bred to hold on and never release. But to quote a man for all seasons, I think a bitch got over the wall. Because a lot of you out there claim you're bulldogs. A lot of people out there claim you want liberty and the animating contest. But you don't act like somebody who has the birthright of George Washington. You don't act like somebody who has the birthright of Chuck Yeager. You don't act like somebody who has the birthright of a Martin Luther King or a Beethoven or a Mahatma Gandhi or anybody else who stood for the empowerment of the individual. And to see LeBron James, who in the face has the shining reflection of a five-year-old at his surprise birthday party, imagining that he's Superman or Batman. I've seen that look in children. I remember that look in my own eyes as a very young child. I transcended delusion and narcissism at about age five. I remember it. At age three, understanding, and at age five, transcending, that imagining I'm a king, imagining I'm powerful, imagining I'm dominant, imagining is a fraud and a lie, and I could see it in other children and literally set back with the wisdom of an old man because of my genetics and my instincts that all of you have as well, but accessing those. I knew things that old men knew when I was a boy. And then I look at people like LeBron James, who is literally a child, ladies and gentlemen. It's very, very sad. Selling liquid death and poison to people to go sign up because LeBron told him. It's like using a puppy. Obama is using LeBron James like a puppy and a bag of candy to get the child in the back of a white van to be taken to a torture center for 14 snuff films to be produced. But I don't blame the puppy. But he is a dangerous puppy nevertheless. LeBron James is a weapon system. You have to understand, folks, the globalists are your sworn enemy. And you can step in to manhood, step into your honor, or you can be weak forever. And that doesn't mean any of us are perfect. All of us are dishonorable at one level or another. But we seek to be honorable. We know good from evil. We know right from wrong. That's why the enemy always seeks to discredit me and say I'm not real and say I'm dishonorable. Because they've been following me for 20 years. And they know I'm honorable and have the blood of honor in me. Just as you do as well. I'm nothing special. I just accessed my basic primary operating system of being a man. You can access it as well. The hardware's there. You don't even have to learn this, ladies and gentlemen. You have to access it. You have to stop being insecure. You have to stop caring what people think about you. You have to stop worrying about what the world says because it's a fraud. And you have to access your real human programming that God put in you. You are stardust. You are of the universe. You're on a planet. You want to go to space. You want to travel. You want to see other worlds. You're on a beautiful world. You're part of something amazing. You're on a fantastic forbidden planet. You're on a world of wonder. The mysteries of the universe spill out before you in the incredible transcendental experience of full spectrum consciousness that the enemy wishes to overwrite. I am not their robot slave. I am not their biological replicant. I am a man. I am real. And I am free. And I seek justice. From the foundations of the earth, God wanted us to be free. But we have to make the decision which side we serve. The weak will serve evil. Because they believe it has power, but it only has a reflection on its face of the universe. But they stare into the reflection as the narcissist. The reflection is not the reality. The reflection is only a two-dimensional facsimile. just is their genetic research. They only have a photo of the grizzly bear, not the true genetics of the grizzly bear. They only have a photo of the human genetics, not the way it actually works, not the real human. Just as the devil is a counterfeit of God and is a photograph of God and a distorted photograph at that, God is the real power. Let's go to this clip breaking down the worship of sports with LeBron James from this piece we put out 4, 5, 6 years ago whenever he joined the Miami Heat. Here it is.
Shot off on the far sideline.
Societies don't change. Whether it was the Roman Empire or Nazi Germany, the population is obsessed with sports and petty celebrities. And the United States is no different. MSNBC, the New York Times, they're all reporting that we are going into a depression, one of the greatest depressions in world history. And our decadent, slob-like public, and that's not everyone, but large percentages of the public, could care less. They're not involved in their communities. We've got 46 states on the verge of bankruptcy. The government's raising taxes on every level. The border with Mexico is collapsing. Mexico has collapsed. And the public doesn't care because the media has set the agenda. And they tell you to care about LeBron James and his decision. And he's playing into it and is going to announce his stupid decision. It doesn't matter what basketball team he goes to. This is a distraction by design. We have the governor of the state he's currently living in a bizarre We Are LeBron, We Are the World literal worship fest with hundreds of celebrities. This is sickening.
Hey, LeBron, we really need you. No bigger heart is gonna love you.
Imagine the Ohio governor begging and pleading on television and serenading LeBron James with hundreds of other celebrities when Ohio is one of the states slated to go completely bankrupt. We're going into a depression. They're about to launch World War III with Iran openly. Fox News is reporting as if it's a good thing in New York State and Illinois that troops have helped arrest thousands of citizens and are doing gun sweeps in people's homes and searching people's cars. We're going in to martial law. Offshore banks have overthrown the U.S. They've stolen tens of trillions of dollars, like we're some third world country they're looting. Everything's going to hell in a handbasket. So if you want to know why your children have no future, if you want to know why you're bankrupt, if you want to know why you're in debt, if you want to know why you have no future and have lost your job or are getting your pay cut, it's because your priorities are wrong. It's because you let that idiot box, the television, program you since the days that your mother and father set you in front of the TV for 12 hours a day in your crap-filled diapers. It's not too late to admit we're a sick, decadent, degenerate society crumbling. We are Rome. It's 4:10. We're about to collapse, ladies and gentlemen. I know you won't know. You know about LeBron James. You don't know 4:10 is when Rome completely fell to Alaric, the Visigoth leader. You better learn history. This is dangerous. Don't say you weren't warned. The globalist engineers, the globalist social engineers look at you and how pathetic you are and how the whole world is waiting to see where LeBron James goes. The social controllers look at you and see how you're obsessed with LeBron James. And they decide, we got a bunch of schmucks. We've got a bunch of idiots. We got a bunch of morons right where we want them. Let's destroy their society. Let's loot it. Let's pass carbon taxes. Let's expand NAFTA and GATT. Let's announce an end to the dollar as the global reserve currency. You know what that means? We've already lost almost all our industry. We're already in a depression. When they get rid of the dollar as the world reserve currency, your life, as you know it, is officially over. You're going to be a third world slave like they are in Mexico or Nigeria. And you know what? Those people down there at least know why they're slaves. You are so stupid and so focused on crap, you'll probably still be talking about Lindsay Lohan when you're living as a homeless person on the street. My friends, we've got to set our priorities and set them now. Liberty or tyranny? You've got to wake up and decide what is important to you, saving our republic, stopping the globalist takeover, or knowing all the mindless trivia about LeBron James and Lindsay Lohan. There isn't much more time. I'm begging you to ask yourselves to look in the mirror and really realize how sick this is.
All right.
It's not bad.
The full video is going to be reposted at InfoWars.com. That's from almost 4 years ago, back in 2010 in July. And I uploaded that hours before LeBron James made his decision after all the groveling in Ohio and Cleveland to go to Miami. And I wanted to just recap how sick that is. They build up what they want you to think is important, the idols. So you're worshiping stuff that doesn't matter. Hollywood, Justin Bieber, all of this is your Lord and Savior. While the globalists run the real world. And we're in a depression, according to almost every real economist. We are continuing to see proxy wars, the dollar devalued. Things are getting worse. But the average person feels like they're alone. Well, I'm not doing too good, but everybody else must be. They keep people in this suspended system of control. Here's Jamie Foxx, though, saying who his Lord and Savior is.
And our Lord and Savior, Barack Obama.
Well, the best part's right there. He goes, Barack Obama. Yeah, I mean, that's the best part. He says, Barack Obama. And everybody goes, they cheer, and he goes, let me say that name again. Barack Obama. And he goes, I mean, pathetic. I mean, Obama is literally there to abort every black person he can. Mission number one. They're like, yes, kill us, murder us.
When you need it the most, will your generator, power equipment, or vehicle be ready? Gas and diesel fuels go bad quickly when stored, and more than half of generator failures during disasters occur as a result of expired fuel. PRI fuel stabilizers keep your fuel fresh for when you need it most. Nuclear power stations, emergency service providers, and ships at sea rely on PRI fuel stabilizers. And you can too. Call 888-776-9373 or visit priproducts.com to find the dealer nearest you.
The ultimate survival bug-out lightweight fishing pole is M-Rod. Made by a family-owned American company and assembled in Idaho, M-Rod fishing gear comes with a lifetime warranty and 90-day money-back guarantee. M-Rod weighs just 8 ounces and breaks down to 14 inches. M-Rod's indestructible stainless steel compact design makes it perfect to take anywhere. Cast your eyes now at M-Rod.com. That's M-M-R-O-D.com. M-Rod. Fish to survive. Survive to fish.
Imagine a world where a surveillance device exists in every home in America, on every person, and it's accessible by anyone with freely downloadable software on the internet. From government and business competitors to thieves and abusive spouses. Sound far-fetched? It's happening right now. Big Brother is listening.
Target is on the move.
Watching.
Cell phone signal acquired.
Using your cell phone to spy on you.
Tracking GPS coordinates.
Even when you think you've turned it off.
Recording audio-visual data now.
End the espionage now with the privacy case. Using military-grade electromagnetic shielding, the privacy case can block unauthorized remote access, prevent GPS location tracking, and stop audio-video eavesdropping. Order your privacy case now at privacycase.com and use coupon code GCN for free shipping. The privacy case, because there is a case for privacy.
Hi, folks. Alex Jones here with some important information. I want to tell you about Matt Redhawk and his team of patriots over at My Patriot Supply. Several years ago, Matt was sitting in his two-bedroom apartment, frustrated with the direction this country was headed and the charlatans willing to sell us out for a quick buck. Deciding to take action, a company run by patriots for patriots was born. My Patriot Supply has never taken a loan or accepted outside funding. They now operate two distribution facilities and employ over 50 hardworking American men and women. It is rare to find companies who practice what they preach. And that's why I stock my pantry with high-quality storable foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex today for special offers on emergency food storage or call their preparedness specialist at 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Do business with someone who shares your values. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. Break down. Is Obama weak? Are the globalists weak when it comes to Ukraine? I'm going to give you the rest of the story starting in the next hour. I'm going to get into a bunch of other important news that I haven't even covered yet. Like professor calls for climate change deniers to be imprisoned. TSA, again, policing on the streets of America, that is expanding. And now Biden is escalating things, saying Russia is alone, naked in front of the entire world because they've got trendy Obama, the secret weapon. Everything's okay. Even if they cause nuclear war, it's okay because it's trendy. I mean, Obama's black. Come on. Just wave a magic wand. Everything's fine. Al Gore's trendy. Paying carbon taxes. He said so. He's trying to save the earth. Pay him money. I mean, come on. They're admitted known con artist criminals. Doesn't matter. Do what they say. They wear suits and have red carpets and boss you around. So that's all coming up with a ton of other news. Like ATF agent says raiding gun store was fun. We have video, audio of all of this coming up. I know we had this last night. We have it queued up where professor calls for climate change deniers to be imprisoned. I want to get that audio as well. That's all coming up in the next hour and your phone calls. I'll give the number out as well. And then we have Harry Dent, who's just a top analyst and founder of Dent Research. He's going to come on and talk about the economy and a whole bunch of other issues. In fact, where's his email? I had an email here with the topics he wanted to get into. Yeah, the year of defaults in China and Germany falls off the demographic cliff. We'll tell you what that means. We're falling off the demographic cliff as well, starting next 2 years or so. I'm going to break down what that means, why they're getting ready to save the pension funds by nationalizing them. And that's all been announced, by the way. You notice the armored vehicles are getting in place, the cameras, the SWAT teams, the domestic police, the national police force is being militarized. Everything's being prepared just so you don't struggle. It's important before they do the procedure that you be strapped down properly and have a gag in your mouth because this is going to hurt. There's not going to be any anesthesia, I will assure you. We're trying to stop all that, but we're extremists, you know, those type of people. Now, continuing, ladies and gentlemen, this hour is brought to you by MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex. And at MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, you'll find all the specials, great customer service, the best affordable foods company out there, non-GMO, organic, MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex, or find the phone number right there on their site, 866-229-0927. Now, also, we have the Super Male Vitality. That is the most eight powerful organic concentrated herbs we could find that are reportedly safe and effective and grass certified, as they call it. And it just absolutely is supercharging people, blocking the estrogen mimickers, doing so much. That sold out. But more is in the truck from the organic laboratory on its way here now. So it's basically not even sold out. Technically, it is. You can order that, and it supports the broadcast at InfoWarsLife.com. Just try a bottle, see what it does for you, and I believe you will be hooked, as they say. The fluoride shield has the nascent iodine and five other compounds to detox heavy metals, you name it, not just fluoride, and, of course, the all-time king bestseller, Survival Shield nascent iodine. Palatable, check with your doctor, but I give it to my children. It's not like the regular iodine that tastes like rocket fuel from the planet X. It's special. It's true nascent iodine. Nobody else has got it. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And your purchase, your free will, free association, funds this operation viciously attacking tyrants.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
In the last 50 years, iodine has been phased out of our staple foods and replaced with the halogen bromine, a practice now banned in nations around the world. Guess what else is in the halogen family? Fluoride. Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here. In 1924, the federal government did the right thing and encouraged salt producers to add iodine. It's the good halogen on the periodic table, and the results are on record, reports documented, a 15-point IQ increase. In areas that had previously been deficient in iodine. Bottom line, iodine is important. Unbound, clean, in a glycerin base, nascent iodine was the answer for myself and my family. You will find Survival Shield nascent iodine exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. InfoWars Life Survival Shield nascent iodine isn't just for emergencies. I take it every day. That's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.